Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Dad Up Radio Show. In the house with me is our co-host and friend, Charles Jones. Brother, welcome.
Good morning. And to a lot of people out there in the workforce, Friday is the best day ever. Because it's the end of the week.
Okay, then. All right. For me, Monday is, but all right. Listen, it is so nice to have you listening to us today, and we look forward to having a great conversation. This is almost the end of the month, my brother. So we have traveled together for just under 2 months. Mm-hmm. We started on August 1st, 2025. It was on Friday, too. It was Friday, the 1st, August 2025. And here we are, the last Friday in this month, in September, the last Friday. And God continues to prove himself faithful and
worthy.
Present. Yes, and definitely worthy.
Yes.
Today, I want us to talk a little bit about friends and friendship. And that's one of the things we hope we achieve on this program, helping our fathers and father figures to engender good friendships and to be better friends to others. Because it's one thing to want or need friends. It's another thing to be that to somebody else.
Because in order to be a good friend, in order to have good friends, you have to be a good friend.
You have to be a good friend. The word says that.
Yes.
And today would normally, and it is, our social wellness day. For those who are listening for the first time, what we try to do around here is keep our talks and our topics within one of the five tires that our fatherhood vehicle runs on. Mm-hmm. On Mondays, we focus on the spiritual, the S. On Tuesdays, the physical, the P. On Wednesdays, the I/the mental health and the intellectual. On Thursdays, the emotional. And Fridays, social wellness and social well-being. God made us to be social creatures.
Right.
That's who we are.
Yes.
That's how he has wired us. And actually, when I hear, and I occasionally hear somebody says, all I need is God, that is not even true or biblical.
Right. Because a lot of times, God shows himself through your friends, through your circle of friends, through your circle of influence. So that's not quite right.
Quite honestly, if there was anybody who could have said that, it would have been Adam.
Yeah.
Like, he had all the fruits you can think of, all the flowers, and all the access to God, but yet God said it was not good.
Yes.
For man to be alone. So, and it wasn't just the intimacy of wife and husband, but that man, human beings, we need other human beings.
Yes.
That's how God has made us. So I want us to look at some of the benefits today of a true friend or true friendship. And quite honestly, to do that, we need to go to the Word, because mm-hmm. we could go to sociology books and all the other books out there, but I believe as believers, the ultimate definition has got to be what the Word says.
Yes.
Look at Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. So, number one is that a true friend will be there with you when you have made a mess, and he still believes in you. A true friend makes you feel that even after you have made a mess of things, still believes in you, still assures you that there is hope for a comeback.
Yes. Yes.
That sometimes you don't get that from blood relatives, but a true friend will do that for you.
And when you're in a situation or a mess, you find out who your true friends are.
Oh, my goodness. You're jumping down, man. I think the prodigal son would say an amen to that.
Yes.
What does Proverbs 18:24 say?
It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
That is powerful. Now, yes. Let me say this quite clearly and openly. And I have friends within the body of Christ whom I am much closer to than some of my blood relatives. I'm not even talking about distant cousins or anything like that. I'm talking about like part of the 12. I come from okay. I come from an army of 12 in the last all one. Right. But there is something about this. They said blood is thicker than water. That is true. Mm-hmm. Because if it's the blood of Jesus that makes you and I brothers, then it is true. It is right. much thicker than water.
Right.
And I just want to say, for me, and I don't apologize for that, but I'm just stating a reality that yeah. having come to faith and a relationship with Jesus, I find that I'm much more closer to some brothers in the faith than I am to some of my blood relatives.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that, because the brothers in the faith, you share. A lot of times with the brothers in the faith, you share more of a common bond with your Christian walk than you do sometimes with family, because there are family that is not with you in that Christian walk. So there's that bond. There's that common interest, so to speak. So, yes.
And, of course, this is not in any way being cultish. You know, there are some right. cults that pull you away from your family and yes. friends and decide we are it, everybody else is evil.
Yes.
But that verse again, that a true friend sticketh closer than brothers, a yes. brother. And so, number one, when you feel you have made a mess of things, a true friend will assure you and reassure you that there is hope for a comeback.
Yes.
And Proverbs 18 verse 24 tells us that. But then you alluded to something else, which is also true, that a good friend is there in good times and bad times. And
yes.
the prodigal son is a good example of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because apparently he had lots of social media friends. I mean, if you saw his Facebook and his Instagram pages, they were loaded with lots of quote-unquote friends.
Right, right. And when everything's going well, and you're providing the source of entertainment, of happiness, of joy.
So-called.
So-called, yes. Then, yes, you will have a lot of friends around you wanting to bask in that.
Yeah. Call. And when things ran out, as the Bible yes. says, he was so destitute, there was nobody who was offering him yes. anything. And so if he had true friends, then they would be there for him
right.
during the so-called good times and the bad times. And I think that's one of the things as dads we have to instill in our children, mm-hmm. that if you have a friend at school who is only with you when you are on the A team, if you have a friend who is only with you when you have the new Jordans, if you have a friend only when you have the stuff, if that's the only criteria,
yes.
then there's something definitely wrong. And you and I know, we have probably passed that stage, not that peer pressure doesn't still apply, but if we don't prepare our young people for that, then they will gravitate, because there is that need for a sense of belonging. That's how God has made us, to belong to some community.
Yes, and I dare say I used to tell my children just to always look to who you're trying to be friends with. Mm. See who their friends are, because do you really want to go in that direction? It may change who you are, who we've taught you to be. You don't want to compromise who you are in order to fit in. At least that was my thinking.
I more than ever, we as dads and father figures have a task on our hand, mm-hmm. because there is constant competition. I want you to imagine the access that our children have that we didn't have, the access to 24-hour music, 24-hour movies, 24-hour cartoons, 24-hour access to social media. It's ongoing. And yet we have, if you actually count it up, just a few hours of the 24 to pour into them, which means it has to be something substantive and qualitatively powerful. Otherwise, it gets watered down by all the other stuff.
Yes, it's a tough time to be a young person in these days because, we make a joke of it sometimes, but I remember that when, at a certain time, TV shut down.
Mm.
You had that white noise, and you had no choice but to turn the TV off. And there are so many avenues now that are competing for our young people's attention. And it's not always good avenues, because it seems like nowadays the negativity is always getting the attention.
Yes. Watch the things that get the, what we call it, viral status.
Yeah.
They're not generally good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I notice even on my phone, I was watching something the other day and something else pops up. And before I had time to click the X, in fact, sometimes I think that little X up the top is a trick because I X'd it out. But even when I wanted to move the thing to go to what I wanted to do, I couldn't. I had to reboot. And it wasn't like a spyware or whatever. It was just one of those things.
Yeah.
And what that was a clip of people fighting on the streets or whatever it is. And you hear people were videotaping it and ooh and ah. And I wanted to get away from it to go to where I was, but couldn't. So yes, it's generally the bad things, the negative things that get the attention.
Yeah. And there's so much negativity in the world. I was talking with our producer earlier that it saddens me that there is so much negativity and the country is so divided. And for a country that was built on Christian principles.
What is also sad is what happens in the church world, so to speak.
Yes.
That our friendship, our unity is threatened now by what happens on social media.
Yeah.
And I find that sometimes you're almost forced to address certain issues, even if you don't choose to, or don't want to, rather, because to ignore it would be like ignoring the elephant in the womb. So finding a way to address some things and move on to what you believe God has led you to say or do on that particular Sunday or program that you have planned.
Yes, I've said it and I'll say it again. I have the utmost respect for you ministers and you pastors, because there are things that you don't want to address, but you must, in the interest of keeping your congregation on the positive path, because negativity can get into the church just as easily as any other place.
Yeah. Yeah. And that does not mean the Word of God does not speak to every issue.
Yes.
There's nothing that comes up that is new under the sun that can't be addressed by the Word of God. So, true friends, number one, according to Proverbs, sticks closer than a brother, and he's there, she's there to assure you that there can be a comeback when you have made a mess of things. Number two, being there in good times and bad times. But there's a third one. And before we get to the third and the fourth, I have four here. Let's go to some jokes, man. Let's go to some jokes. So we have what we call around here, Dad's Got Jokes, DGJ. And laughter, the Bible says, is good medicine. Yes. And it doesn't have to be a laughter at somebody else's expense. Which brings me to the question. Let me ask you this. And I seriously, I hadn't thought about it before. But what about us? What about us human beings that make us laugh? Let's say somebody's walking down the road and they slip. And one shoe goes that way and another shoe goes. See, you're even laughing already. Yeah. You might even go over to say, can you help? Are you okay? But yes. There's a part of you that laughs. Is it our sinful nature or just?
I guess it is. And you know, as a Christian man, I feel bad. And I confess that, yes, I do sometimes laugh. But I'll make it a little funnier. I'll say, I'll always make sure you're all right before I start laughing. So,
which is a silly question, because if you were all right, you wouldn't be down there on the floor with sand in your mouth, yes, or something like that, because you have fallen. But yes. I don't know. I'm going to have to research. It's almost our default mode.
Yeah.
If you got up because you're sitting here, and before you sit down, your chair moves and you're all over the floor. I would just call that my joke for the morning. But please don't do that.
No, I won't do that.
All right. So what have you got, man? Let's hear you.
Well, and speaking of true friends, my good friend from Texas has sent me one.
Oh,
so okay. I guess he's felt I need to redeem myself.
Oh, I think
joke.
That's
so,
a good friend. He's telling
so,
you.
So Tony,
very nicely
I appreciate you for this one.
Let's hear right. what our Texas brother and supporter has said.
What do you do to make a waterbed more bouncy?
All right. What do you do to make a waterbed more bouncy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one.
You add spring water.
Oh, you add spring water. Okay, now.
Thank
All
you, Tony.
Right, Mr. Tony. You add spring water. So, you know, I think you know, I was born in the UK, mm-hmm, and snow is over there, man. Like, that's one of the reasons I love Florida. Snow, I can't stand the snow. Actually, now I look back and I think, how did I manage it? Even though when I was there, I loved it, or at least so I thought. But do you know what a snowman, what when a snowman throws a tantrum, you know that one? What does he become?
I do know that one.
What does he become?
It becomes a meltdown.
It becomes a meltdown, man. It becomes a meltdown. All right, that was too easy. Speaking of that, you lived in another state where there was snow, wasn't it?
Yes, I lived in Delaware and New Jersey, where we got a lot of snow. Yes.
Man.
It was.
Thank God for
Florida. It was hard at times, and there were times where I was wondering, why in the world did I leave Florida? But God in his infinite wisdom made it possible for me to get back to Florida.
Hey. So we're talking about the benefits of true friendship, or characteristics, first of all, of true friends. We talk about a friend being someone who assures you that there's a comeback even when you have messed up. And I can personally attest to that. And that also, that a friend is there in the good times and the bad times. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6, say something else here to us. Brother Charles, if you could read that for us. Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6.
Verse 5 says, open rebuke is better than secret love. And verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
If you have a friend who can tell you to your face what you'd need to hear, you have a friend.
Yes.
That is not always easy, but there are some of us who have personalities that you would say are confrontational. Yeah. It's almost as though that's how they were wired. And then there are some of us who are a bit more laid back and almost this universal peacemaker. Mm-hmm. But when I'm reluctant, or when I feel reluctant to confront a friend about something, mm-hmm. I have to first of all speak to myself and recoin the word confrontation to carefrontation.
All right. Okay.
So if I care about you, Charles, and if I care about our friendship, if you're doing something while we're sitting here every morning and it's not only bugging me but possibly impacting the quality of the program, and I choose not to say anything because I don't want to confront you, mm-hmm. then I need to rephrase that in my mind and said, because I care about my brother and I care about what we're trying to do here for right. the kingdom of God, that I will need to talk yes. to you. Yes. So... yeah, kisses of an enemy worse than, what did the word say, the rebuke?
The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the words of a friend, wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
So a true friend will, in a sense, hurt your feelings sometimes, not deliberately,
yes.
but in order to get you on the straight and narrow, or to yes. keep you on the straight and narrow.
And they will also remind you, especially if you have a Christian friend, they will remind you whose you are.
Mm.
I have a friend that was going through a very terrible situation, and he was just ready to give up. And I could understand. I couldn't fathom what he was going through, but I could understand him wanting to give up. But I say, listen, brother, you are a Christian.
Mm.
You have told me you're a Christian.
Yes.
So you must rely on your strength. You must remember who God is in your life. God has said he will not have the righteous forsaken or his seed breaking bread. So right now is not the time to give up. And he thought about it for a while. And, you know, we ended the conversation and he called me back and he said, you know, brother, I really appreciate you giving me that reminder. I said, I could understand you just want it to be over.
Hmm.
But with it being over, is that the best thing?
Yeah.
So I'm glad he continued to believe. He continued to rely on God's strength.
Yeah.
And God brought him through.
So what did it say? Wounds of a friend? Or
faithful are the wounds of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
No matter how good our eyesight is, even if we have 20/20 vision, we cannot see ourselves 300 yes. degrees angle.
Yes.
So we need a friend, we need another brother, we need another dad who will look on
mm-hmm.
and give us a version of ourselves that we either can't see or don't want to see.
Yes.
And that is one of those things that a good yeah. friend.
A lot of times yes. when you're in a situation, you can't see, like you said, everything, but somebody looking in, especially looking in love, they can see where you see it,
yeah.
what's going on. They can give you a totally different perspective that will bring about a solution.
And it might even hurt sometimes
yes.
when they say.
Yes.
Yes. But the Bible talks about speaking the truth in love. So you can
yes.
tell a person the truth and still. So let's look at and still maintain the friendship when you do it mm-hmm. in love. Let's look at a fourth benefit. A good friend walks in when the world walks out.
Yes.
Proverbs 17, verse 17.
A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
So a friend loveth at all times. Our friendship should not be conditional on things working smoothly, you meeting my needs and my mm-hmm. expectations. And I want to speak to the dads out there and to speak to myself, too, that we do need to surround ourselves with
yes.
with positive male figures, positive fathers and father figures to help us be our best selves.
Yes, yes.
And I am grateful to God that he has in his word how we can do that. And not only should we have those individuals in our lives, but equally important, we should be that for yes. other people.
Yes.
It's amazing that you can say I'm the confidant for many people. Mm-hmm. Or rather, you can say you have a few people who are confident. You can tell them anything. Mm-hmm. But are you that for other people?
Yes. And talking about this same friend, when I was up north in Delaware and I was going through my personal turmoil, he was there for me. So it was awesome that God allowed me to be there for him during his turmoil. And I was so proud that I was able to. He was going through the situation for roughly 5 or 6 months before I knew about it. And I was a little upset that he hadn't called me, but he did it in his own time. But I introduced him to our men's prayer group.
Mm.
And we all just rallied around for him. Once he decided to tell his story, and I told you, you can tell as much or as little as you want, but these are a group of godly men that don't need details.
Yeah.
We will rally around you and we will pray for you.
Yeah.
And he said that the group of brothers here in Florida were much better than the group of brothers in his own church.
Hmm. We encourage our fathers and father figures to become better spies each day, to spend some time, actually scratch that, invest some time to grow spiritually, to look after yourself physically, pay attention to your intellect, your mind, your mental health, your feelings, how you deal with them, identify what they are. And on Fridays, we encourage you to look at your social life. Who makes up your circle of friends? And how can you improve that, including being a friend and a support to somebody else? Fathers, I want to encourage you. You're not alone. I'm so grateful, Charles, for this opportunity that we have to have a program that is specifically for dads. We hope we are not preaching at you. We're just encouraging you to say you can dad up. And when those days and times are hard, there is help out there. As a matter of fact, what you can do is be part of the movement that we have going. We call it the Dad Up 100. Please call or text.
1,000.
Oh, 1,000. Okay. Well, that's because I haven't reached 100 yet.
Okay.
But our aim is Dad Up 1,000.
Okay.
Call or text 561-229-2379. That's 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Want to thank our sponsor. We have a wonderful friend, John Jensen, who sponsored today's show. We are grateful to him. And I am asking all of you who are listening for your prayers. We're asking for your hours. We're asking for your dollars. So you can pray for us because we need your praise. We need your hours, 1 hour a week to volunteer, and for your tax-deductible donations to cover the cost for this show and the other things that we do in the community. One final word, my brother, before we sign off.
Again, show yourself friendly, and you will have good friends.
Amen. And we say,
Dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Huh.